With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The summer heat is relentless. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh White says today is going to be quite hot across the Ohio Valley, upper Midwest, into parts of the Tennessee Valley, and then the Mid-Atlantic. But says rain is in the forecast for parts of the country through the week.
That could cause some excessive rainfall problems in different parts of the country. No real strong signals for any focused heavy rainfall, but certainly some regions could see some problematic rain on today across the upper Midwest, and that shifts into the Mid-Atlantic over the next couple of days.
Meteorologist Josh Weiss. American consumers felt more confident in August. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose to 103.3 in August from 101.9 in July. The index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump picking up an endorsement from former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Gabbard sought the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 2020, but left the party 2 years ago. She appeared with Trump in Detroit on Monday, saying the GOP nominee understands the grave responsibility that a president and commander-in-chief bears for every single one of our lives. Gabbard also criticized the Biden White House for the U.S. now facing multiple wars on multiple fronts. On Thursday, Gabbard will moderate a town hall with Trump in Wisconsin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two workers are dead, a third injured after an explosion at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport. WSB-TV reported that a tire on a plane exploded, killing a Delta employee and a contract worker. The Dow dropping 90 points and the NASDAQ composite off 21. This is SRN News. A prominent Christian fights fire with fire.
A growing number of public libraries around the country are hosting Drag Queen Story Hour, during which men dressed as women read picture books to small children. But that means the libraries cannot bar the reading of Christian books to kids, and actor Kirk Cameron is doing just that. He held a story hour at a Virginia public library just outside Washington, D.C. this month, saying it's all part of an effort to spark spiritual revival in the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge says he won't force state election officials to tell voters that a proposed anti-discrimination amendment to the state's constitution would enshrine abortion. The decision from state Supreme Court Judge David Weinstein comes in a lawsuit over the language on ballots, explaining what the Equal Rights Amendment would do if passed. Democrats had pushed the State Board of Elections to include the words abortion and LGBT. This is SRN News. Mpox vaccines will be delivered to an African country for the first time since the emergence of a new deadly strain of that disease.
These are donations, and they were ordered before this current outbreak that is spreading through Central Africa and parts of East Africa. It's a big concern. There's an ongoing meeting of the World Health Organization and African health ministers in Congo, Brazzaville. And we have heard from the WHO saying that they need at least $135 million for 6 months of action. They launched a response plan to deal with the outbreak of what is thought to be a strain of the virus that is spreading more easily.
BBC correspondent Ann Soy. A UN agency says that the collapse of the Arbat Dam in Sudan's eastern Red Sea state over the weekend has flooded nearby homes and killed at least 30 people. That number could go higher. The dam was hit by heavy rains. More details at SRNNews.com.